our Washington, D.C. studios. Washington, D.C. is going down today. Roland Martin, good morning.
It is certainly going to be a crazy day in the nation's capital. Of course, you have the Supreme Court ruling coming down today regarding the health care law. But also, you have this absolutely ridiculous vote taking place in the House to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt, led by Congressman Daryl Issa and all of his supporters dealing with the Fast and Furious issue. Joining us right now, one of the top Democrats, he is Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina. Congressman Clyburn, this is political theater taking place today as a result of this whole contempt vote.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much for having me, Roland. This is political theater. It is absolutely incredible that we will be wasting time while we're trying to get America back to work going through this kind of charade. But you've got to remember, the same committee under Dan Burton, a few years ago, spent all of its time chasing Ron Brown. They got some kind of a problem when it comes to people who look like us in high places. They chased Ron Brown right up until his death. Now they've picked that up, and they're going after Eric Holder, trying to chase him out of office. This government reform committee is being misused in this way in order to score political points, rev up that Tea Party base, and show that they're putting an African-American Attorney General in his place.
I got to ask you this here. You had the congressman leading it, Daryl Issa. He said before he even took control of the committee that this was the most corrupt administration and that he was going to have investigations around the clock.
Mm. Yes, he did. And he talked about the plethora of subpoenas that he would be issuing. They ran him in on some of that. But I think they're all in cahoots on this. Look, let me say a couple of things for your listeners. Number one, there were four episodes of this so-called Fast and Furious. Three of them took place under George W. Bush. And when President Obama came into office, the same group that put those three so-called gun-walking events together were still there, because they're not political appointees. They're a rogue outfit out there in Arizona. They conducted a fourth one. That was the first one under President Obama. That is when Eric Holder found out about it. He put a stop to it. The guy who's in charge of it is gone. He's lost his political career out there, and other people have been transferred. Nobody is anywhere near this thing that was there when it was going on. None of this satisfies Issa, simply because he has to have the theater. And so that's where this is going to be today.
I tweeted yesterday. I said, I wonder if the Democrats are going to pull a Detroit Pistons versus Chicago Bulls and walk out of the House. I see a letter and a story where the Congressional Black Caucus plans on doing just that. They're going to walk out of the House in protest of this vote.
Well, I might add a lot of people from the Tri-Caucus and a lot of people, other people are going to walk out as well. There will be a meeting today around 10 o'clock this morning, and we will finalize our plans. But so far, I am hopeful. For one, I'm going to walk out. I've decided I will not cast a vote on this. I will explain during the debate exactly what I feel and the fact that I will not participate in the vote. And I am hopeful that the Congressional Black Caucus and the Tri-Caucus, as well as some other members. Last night I had four or five members who are not in any caucus come to me and says, I'm walking out with you guys. This is not right.
Do you think you'll have a majority?
No, we won't have a majority, but I think there will be enough people to make the point.
To make the statement.
All right, well, get your walking shoes, Congressman.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll be watching. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Just shameful what they're trying to do to turn to Eric Holder.